This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast from WFYI in Indianapolis. I'm Adam Gross, here with co-hosts Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong. Coming up, we'll find out Matthew Soucy's top five gateway songs to the blues and how he connected to the blues as a youngster growing up in the Midwest. WFYI's Kyle Long has a small studio feature from the archives on Indianapolis country rock, hip-hop, and soul band, The Brothers Footmen. And we'll listen to clips from our weekly Indiana music playlist. To hear the unabridged version of the show, you can join us Saturday and Monday nights at 9 on 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis or at wfyi.org/listen. You can also hear some of the full songs featured on this show on our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost. We're in the middle of our spring membership campaign at WFYI, and it's a great time to pledge your support to Small Studio Signal Boost and the arts and culture content you can find on the station and our podcasts. Check out our safe and secure giving site, wfyi.org/give. Up first, right in the middle of the pandemic, we needed to get creative to figure out how to keep small studio sessions happening. So we decided to take the sessions outside and onto the roof of WFYI's parking garage. And we have a story now from Kyle Long on one of our small studio Skyline Sessions bands, The Brothers Footmen.
I'm Dikembe.
And I'm Sauce on the bass.
Bubby on the drums.
G-Man on the keys.
They refer to their sound as summer music, meaning some of this and some of that.
A little bit of country, a little bit of rock and roll, a little bit of hip-hop, and a whole lot of soul. When you put it all together, what you got is better than gold. And if you ever find it, you better act like you know, like you know, like you.
Yes, as the lyrics explained, The Brothers Footmen mix rock, soul, hip-hop, and country. I asked the band about the country influence on their music.
Because our uncles were heavy into country. They really loved it, coming from, you know, South Carolina. Shout out.
Shout out.
We were city kids, but we were 5 minutes from the country, so we had a lot of country friends. So we,
eating berries off the tree?
We was right there. Like, we did country stuff, but we didn't live all the way in the country. Plus, our family was from the country, so we were raised country even though we were in the city.
Where the world will pass you by, and the years they move fast like the wind. But if you got friends, we won't forget.
Family is a big part of this group. You guys are biological brothers. Grew up playing music together. You come from a lineage of great musicians. Tell me about the family aspect of this band and the music you make.
Well, if you can't play or sing, you're not really in the family. You just get to sit on the sidelines and eat after everybody else.
They be like, get that boy a test.
Right? No, but we just grew up like every, you know, regular holiday that people have when they're cooking. We're cooking and playing music and singing. So it was always.
We would always have a concert after dinner.
I give up. Send your blood and I don't care if I don't really care if I drown. If you gon' keep on blessing me, then I'ma keep you coming back round.
And this has been a tough year for a lot of people. We're dealing with loss and illness and economic problems brought on by the COVID crisis. There's political and social upheaval in the streets. At times like this, what role does music have in your lives?
Man, music is like medicine right now. It feels like it's the only place where you go where there's sanity, because everything else is crazy. Everything else is crazy. And it's like music is the only place we can go where people aren't looking across the line like, I don't like you, you don't like me. It's the one place where we all still fit right now. And so that, to me, music has just been my medicine since this whole thing broke down.
Thank you.
For Small Studio Sessions, I'm Kyle Long.
Thanks, Kyle Long, for that story. And now let's listen into a track from the Brothers Footman at their WFYI Skyline Studio Session. TBF.
A little bit of hip hop and a whole lot of soul. When you put it all together, what you got is better than gold. And if you ever find it, you better act like you know. Like you know, like you. If it looked good, it used to be enough for me.
If it looked good, it used to be enough for me.
Until I fell in and saw how it actually be.
Actually.
I'm not saying it was wrong, but it wasn't right. What you got is better than gold.
Better than gold.
If you ever find it, you better act like you know. Like you know.
Like you know. Like
I
know.
Still can't put my finger on it for sure.
For sure.
But there's something deep in there that makes me want you more. And all the things I want are everything you be in. So I learned my lesson. I'm counting my blessings. Keeping you with me. We put it all together, what you got is better than gold.
Better than gold.
And if you ever find it, you better act like you know.
Like you know.
Like you know.
Like you know. Like you know.
Vision to see. But I need to find what I actually need.
Thank you.
thanks Kyle and the Brothers Footmen for that interview and music. We're going to take a quick break. Coming up in just a moment, we'll listen in to Blues House Party host Matthew Sosie's top 5 songs. This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast. We believe in collaboration here at WFYI, and we like to check in with hosts from our arts and culture programs. You can support us in this work at wfyi.org/give, and thank you. Now let's check in with the Blues House Party host, Matthew Sosie, on the top 5 songs to ease you into blues music.
So Melissa, you want a top 5 from me. What top 5 would you like?
Yes, well, Matt, I've always wondered about the songs that were maybe like your gateway to the blues, like how you found the blues. And maybe if there's like a top 5 about that.
Oh, I can do that. That's for sure. You're going to make me go in the Wayback Machine to when I was a wee lad growing up in Flint, Michigan. And the first song I'm going to bring up is one that there was a rock station in Flint in the 70s that they had a little portion of a show called the 1040 Blues. So you had 70s rock radio, Bob Seger, Springsteen, all that stuff. And then at 10:40 p.m. every night, they would have a thing called the 1040 Blues, hosted by the Bone Daddy, which looking back in retrospect, I believe was a white DJ doing an old raspy black man's voice. So it was the 70s. But one of the songs that caught my ear, and especially hearing this at night with the specific vocals from the man himself and the howling of one Howlin' Wolf. But one of the first blues songs I ever heard on the radio was the tune Smokestack Lightning.
Oh, Smokestack Lightning.
Sticking to the radio, I also listened to a lot of oldies radio as a kid, and a lot of music on the radio helped put me to sleep or get me in a good mood. And besides the Blues House Party, I'm a huge fan of pop and rock instrumentals. It is a lost art in these times, and one of the first ones that caught my ear, it was also used well in the film American Graffiti, is Booker T and the MGs. And Green Onions. And if you don't know Booker T and the MGs, they were the house band at Stax for many, many years, backing up everybody from Otis Redding to Carla Thomas to everybody who was on Stax in the 60s. But for me, this is quite possibly the greatest rock instrumental ever made. Green Onions, Booker T and the MGs. Now, we move from radio to television. I, as a kid of the 70s, loved watching Sanford and Son, and there was an episode that had B.B. King in it as himself. And I don't want to give away too much about the episode from 45 years ago, 50 years ago, but there is a moment near the end where Esther and B.B. meet. It's a personal favorite. So this was my introduction to this, the King of the Blues, who was a gateway for a lot of people. And I know everybody, because even if you don't own a B.B. King album, you've probably heard The Thrill Is Gone, Melissa.
Yes, but that's the one.
And that's fine. That's absolutely fine. But one of the first blues albums I ever bought in my knucklehead years as a teenager was Live at the Regal, one of the all-time great live albums. And one that really resonates with me from that album is How Blue Can You Get?
I've been downhearted, baby.
Do you happen to know, Matt, where that was recorded?
That was at the Regal in Chicago.
Theater.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Now, we go from radio to television to movies. Of course, I was 10 years old when the film The Blues Brothers came out, and that is another gateway blues drug because besides, you know, the performances of John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd. You know, that backup band had half of Booker T and EMGs in it, Duck Dunn, and, oh, three quarters, I mean, Steve Cropper, Duck Dunn, and Matt Guitar Murphy, of course. You had all the great performances by Cab Calloway, Aretha Franklin, James Brown, Ray Charles. John Lee Hooker is also involved in, has a cameo in that. And the song that they use at the beginning of the Blues Brothers is She Caught the Katy, that the Blues, obviously the Blues Brothers version, was also recorded by Taj Mahal, but it was also originally written by Indy's own Yank Rochelle, the great blues mandolin man. And no disrespect to the Blues Brothers or Taj Mahal, but this is an opportunity to get some Indiana music here on the show. Here is Yank Rochelle doing She Caught the Katy. And there was a little legal snafu as far as copyrights and who originally wrote the song, but we're going to save that for another time because this is a fun evening.
My baby left town, he left me a mule to ride.
And finally, because I mentioned John Lee Hooker, and actually now at the time of this show, my father just turned 80 years old, and one of the first CDs he ever bought me, he got me two CDs for my birthday when I was in high school. One was Stevie Ray Vaughan's Live Alive. The other was the John Lee Hooker recordings on VJ Records. And this was also a song I heard on the 1040 Blues on the radio. And it's just simple, beautiful, classic. It's John Lee Hooker, his guitar, his foot, and his voice, boogie chillin'.
Did we get to the top of the list?
That's five.
Oh, my goodness.
You got to make a longer show so I can have a longer list.
Well, my mother loved me. She had to stay out all night long.
Thanks, Matthew, for that top five. Now let's listen to some clips from our weekly local music playlist. To hear the full songs, tune in Saturday and Monday nights at 9 to 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis. Or listen from anywhere at wfyi.org/listen. Or donate now at wfyi.org/give. You can also check out our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost.
First, let's listen to a song from a musician we featured on our Small Studio Sessions in the very first season of the series. We're now in year 7, thanks to your support. This is Jennison, a musician who plays in the band Manners Please. She's now working on her own solo material. This is Small Studio Signal Boost with Jennison's solo track, Scared Rabbit. That was musician Jennison with Scared Rabbit. Jennison plays in Indianapolis-based Manners Please and is now also a solo artist. We featured her band Manners Please in the first year of our series. We're now in the 7th year of Small Studio Sessions and the 2nd year of Small Studio Signal Boost. That is because of your support here on 90.1 WFYI. You can give now at wfyi.org/give. You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost here on 90.1 WFYI. I'm Melissa Davis with Adam Gross and Charlene Birdsong. First, Charlene and Adam, what's happening in the world of Indiana music?
Both of my new local songs are by women who have moved from Indianapolis to Los Angeles. First, Rock Nation songstress Maida began posting her music on SoundCloud as a teen. Now Maida is collaborating with artists like Skrillex and sharing the stage with talents like her. This is Maida with Frank For You.
Yeah.
LA-based Taylor Hall is chasing her dreams on the West Coast. Her website says she's in acting school and working on her original music. This is Taylor Hall with Lonely Again.
Thinking of the day when you first came and said you were gonna be my twin flame. And you said you'd never leave me or desert me. Now here I am, lonely again. And you said you'd never do anything to hurt me. Now here I am, lonely.
I'm Adam Gross, here with Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong. You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost here on 90.1 WFYI. As you may have heard, we're in the middle of our membership campaign here at WFYI, and we have a message to share from Small Studio Session artist and WFYI member, Mr. Kinetic.
I would tell someone that wants to be a WFYI member that they should be, because it's free and available to everyone. It's kind of hard to find that in a lot of ways, and I love that about it. It's a very democratic approach to sharing things for people to learn from, especially some of the options that are available on PBS Kids. Everything is research-based, and it's also research-supported that it works for the intentions that it's designed for. And plus, it's just wonderful to be a viewer like you, that, you know, when they mention that at the end of all the shows. So that's why I would tell somebody to become a member. I go to WFYI first for everything, but some of the particular things that I really enjoy are Echoes of Indiana Avenue, Cultural Manifesto, all the content on PBS Kids, the documentary about Crispus Attucks High School, the Ken Burns documentary about Muhammad Ali, just anything that really shows up, I'm into all of it.
Thanks, Mark Williams, a.k.a. Mr. Kinetic, for those kind words. And if you'd like to join Mark and myself in membership, you can go to WFYI.org/give. Now let's listen to some of his music. This is Mr. Kinetic with We In Here.
Still coming down clean on the scene with a lean. I'ma move slow so you get a look at me. It's he, him, and he's about his and handling biz at all times, and it is what it is, gotta live on the pivot, exist in the infinite and here reckon this flexing, doing what it do, this here a funky storm, and give me that delay like
DJ Clue,
that mixtape flow, those that know, the glow is magnificent and landing on a hunt and hollering who running, nap sound back off up in here.
As avid WFYI listeners might know, we take music submissions here at the station through our local frequency project at WFYI.org/local-frequency. I want to play a submission that we got from the folks at the Harrison Center for an artist named Pascal Glock. Pascal is from France, but he wrote this next song while doing a residency here in Indianapolis. Pascal sent us an audio note about the project in this next song.
Hello. My name is Pascal Glock, and last summer, through the support of the Harrison Center for the Arts, I got to spend 10 weeks writing songs mostly about the trees of Indianapolis. This song was born from listening to the life story of a long-term resident of Indy. It is called Shelter Me. Thank you for listening.
Shelter me, Indiana, Indiana, Indiana. Indiana, shelter me, Indiana, Indiana, Indiana. I have come to you a stranger.
That's the latest in Indiana music. Be sure to follow your favorite artist on social media for updates and info. You've been tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost. Adam Gross edited our show and composed our theme. The show was produced by Charlene Birdsong, Adam Gross, and me, Melissa Davis. You can check out the show's Spotify playlist by searching Small Studio Signal Boost. And if you'd like to submit your music to get played on the show, just visit WFYI.org/local-frequency. And we are at our last song of the night. Adam, what do we have?
Yeah, I have a song from another Small Studio Session alumni band. This is Premium Blend with Walk Away on Small Studio Signal Boost. Have a great night.